You can be seated. Actually, this week, for the thrill of hope, I just wanted to spend some time praying for Casino Road Kids Ministry. I don't have any prayer requests specifically, but as they get ready to celebrate their 10th year and Tyrone's 18th year on Casino Road, I just wanted to spend some time thanking God and praying for protection. I know I was actually reminded today, looking through my notes, that when we prayed for them in the past, it's that in the past that it's kids won't be lured into gangs, that they won't have drive-by shootings anymore, and that the kids in club will just be protected. And since then, they've moved into that school, and we talked about it last week, how they're doing this really cool program. But Mo was just down there serving this week, and she saw a kid, like a 12-year-old kid just out on the street smoking. And it's not, I mean, 12 years old smoking, I think you might have had at least one kid that did that at one point. Yeah, might have, but... And so it doesn't necessarily mean trouble, but you compile that with Casino Road, and you compile that with what we know about all the gangs around there. And so just like those prayers are probably still there and still exist. And so I'll open us. Do you want to pray out loud?
Sure.
Okay. Will you close us? Mm-hmm. Okay. Father, I thank you for Casino Road Kids Ministry and just the 10 years that they've had actively pursuing your will, Lord, and we thank you just even today being reminded that your will succeed even in Casino Road, Lord, and we don't fully understand it, but Lord, we just pray for the continuation of the work for Tyrone and all the other volunteers that serve at Casino Road Kids Ministry, ministering to kids who are being lured by gangs and violence of this world, Lord, and yet there's hope that just stands outside of this. And so, Lord, I pray that you will just continue to protect and use Casino Road Kids Ministry.
Holy God, I just thank you for Tyrone and the work he's doing and the example that he is setting for the rest of the community. Father, I know that this ministry is known as one that's vital in the neighborhood and one that's well respected. And I know, Father, that that's just through your leading. Thank you, Father, for caring for these kids and for sending the help of others that volunteer their time. Thank you, Father, that you care for each one of these children and that you have gifted Tyrone with this love and compassion for these kids. And I just pray, Father, that you will continue growing this ministry, continue watching over it. Continue involving the community. Thank you again for the example that you're setting.
God, I just thank you again for Tyrone and just the inspiration you've put on his heart and the call you've given him to love and serve this community where a lot of people just kind of look at it in a negative light and shove to the side and see as not as important. And so I just pray that continue to allow him to do that work and give him the support and resources and the people that he needs to help him do that. And that you just bless him and his family, his wife and his kids, and care for them, God. And for these kids, I just pray that you would just look out for them and that that they would have good examples in their lives. That people other than time
thank you. Something in your prayer, Joanna, reminded me, and I got my notebook to see if I wrote it down, but Tyrone and I were at a prayer meeting, and I took notes there, so, and he said something. They're talking about, you know, how God sees a community, and he doesn't see, like, the poor as we would see the poor, and it's really interesting, and Tyrone looked at me with tears. He goes, that's how I see Casino Road. I see it as a place of success, not a place of, like, poverty, a place that has a lot of value intrinsically and is growing. And so it was really cool. It was just really cool to see in that moment, just get a picture into his heart, and you reminded me of that when you prayed. So thank you.